Portland, Buffalo, and Rochester. January 1910, typed. It is important that we all realize that there is a great work to be done quickly, the work of giving to the world the message of present truth. We need wisdom how to time our labors. Let us not, when there is a world to be warned, spend on any one place a disproportionate amount of labor and money. Instruction has been given me by the Lord that the work for the cities should now be carried forward with increasing earnestness. Instruction regarding this work has been before our people for many years, and yet it has scarcely been touched. In Portland, Maine, where the message of truth was first given in the power of the Spirit of God, a work is going forward. The camp meeting there was an intensely interesting one. There were large congregations, and the best class of people were in attendance. At the meetings which we attended in the West, I had a burden to call for means for the Portland meeting house, and at several places I appealed to the people for help. We did not obtain large sums of money at any place, but altogether it amounted to $400 or $500. The city of Portland was greatly moved by the proclamation of the message in the early days. A great work was accomplished, and the glory of the Lord was revealed in a remarkable manner. Now the third angel's message is to go forth again with power. The city is to be supplied with laborers. New, strong workers must come in to do wise, thorough work. Let no forbiddings be raised to hinder the work that should be done in this place. Portland has been specially noticed by the Lord God of Israel. Should we not have there a house of worship that is worthy of the notice of the people? In Rochester, New York, and the other places, our brethren need encouragement and help to secure suitable meeting houses. Wake up, brethren. The work of uplifting the banner of truth must now go forward with new power. The Lord has shown me that our efforts must now turn eastward and be a help in the eastern, unworked fields. Wide awake, strong, healthy workmen are to break up new ground. This will bring encouragement to the hearts of those who have sacrificed in the past until means and health have all been given to the cause. Let the vigor of healthful, devoted labor be brought into these cities where the first and second angels' messages went with power, and where many of our faithful workers have fallen at their post of duty. The principles of health reform are to be promulgated in the state of Maine. In Buffalo, New York, the voice of the third angel's message is to be heard with power. Let the teachings of health reform be brought into every effort made to get the light of truth before the people. Let workers be selected who are qualified to teach the truth wisely in clear, simple lines. Let us not wait before beginning this work until all the way is made clear. Faith says, move forward. Christ says, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 20. Go on, step by step, departing not from that spirit of sanctification through the truth which the presence of the Spirit of God and obedience to the truth will give. Let none who have accepted this blessed faith and hope be found lacking in the spirit of self-sacrifice as they engage in the sacred work of presenting to the people the truth in its simplicity. I am instructed to say, lower not the standard set for the minister of Christ in the life and labors of the Son of God. Cherish a Christ-like simplicity. Many have lost sight of the truth and its simplicity. Study the requirements of the Word of God. Buckle on the armor for warfare, remembering that the reward will be given to every humble believer who labors in faith and love. All should be interested in doing their utmost, not boastingly, but with earnestness and a fervent spirit. Teach the people to sense their accountability to God.